Dear Lord, we are thankful for this day and for your continued blessings. Thankful, Lord, that you continue to bestow and shower us with your love on the blessings from heaven that you have given us, Lord. Many times we don't deserve such great gift, Lord, but we are thankful for your continued love for us. Thank you, Lord, for manifesting your love for us through your Son, Jesus, who gave himself for us, Lord, for the purpose of taking our sins to the cross. Thankful, Lord, for you raising him up on that third day. Thankful, Lord, that he ascended back into heaven and had established the kingdom he promised to build, the Church of Christ. Thankful, Lord, for Brother Shaw this evening, who is a faithful minister. Pray, Lord, that he stand in the path of those seeking truth this evening and can impart unto them the bread of life and instruct them what is required of them to be saved, but also convey to them the doom, their doom, if they fail to take heed of those basic Bible truths and the gospel you would have us to know. Pray, Lord, that you continue to bless this work. Bless those who are working behind the scenes to make this call run as it does. Pray, Lord, you can continue to open doors. We continue to ask for a door of utterance for many more hearers, that they can hear the gospel before it is eternally and lasting too late. Heavenly Father, we ask this prayer in your Son's Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Flunder. We are very grateful tonight to have each and every person on the call, Brother Tommy Brooks, the host minister, and to our visitors who are on the call tonight, now members of the Church of Christ. You are very honored and distinguished guests. We encourage you to open your Bible, take notes of the things that we spoke about tonight, and particularly pay attention to those things as it pertains to the saving of your soul. People are dying every day. But it was Jesus who said, if you die in your sins, where he is, you can't come, which means you can't go to heaven. So tonight, Brother C. Shaw, we'll talk about the doom of the unbelievers. The doom of the unbelievers. Brother Shaw is the minister of the Church of Christ in Sherman, Texas. And at this time, we ask Brother Shaw if he could tell us, what does the Bible say about the doom of the unbelievers? Brother Shaw.
Thank you very much, Brother Tommy Brooks, Brother Flander. Thank you all for the work that has been put into this gospel meeting call. To all the ministers that have spoken ahead of me, I want to thank you for the messages that I've been able to hear. It's my prayer that the messages are hitting the hearts of the people of God, and that all the things that we say, they will see it come from the scripture. And so I encourage you to look forward to the message of God tonight. I read an article not too long ago, and I wanted to share that with you tonight, if I could. Many people start out in their life with a secondhand religion. They accept the faith of their parents, grandparents, and other friends and neighbors. Someone has said such a faith is not to be despised. But as we grow older, we should have strong desires to examine the religious place in the Bible based on the Word of God. We are sent to school to learn many things to help us to do well in life. But as we go through 12 grades and then college, we should learn how to use the Bible to find out what God desires that we know. In the New Testament, Christians learn that the Father sent his Son to teach us the Word of God. Christians' duty is to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And so I want to talk to you tonight. The doom of the unbeliever. Now go with me to Mark chapter 16 and verse number 14, where the Bible said, after he appeared unto the 11, as he sat at meat, and it upbraided their understanding of their unbelief and hardness of heart,
because they believed not those who had seen Jesus after he was risen. The Bible says in verse number 15, and he said unto them, go into all of the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. I want us to understand, when Jesus uprighted their hearts, he was showing them something that they needed to be aware of. He kind of criticized them and scolded them because it was very severe that they needed to know this is a serious job. And we are concerned that everybody come to know what the Lord's will is for everybody, you, me, and everyone else listening. He said unto them, go into all of the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now listen again. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. I read a story of someone who was writing this book, was trying to show us that there are some divided loyalties in this world. And many folk are wrapped up in divided loyalties. In other words, they come to know God by where their relatives took them to a place of worship service. And as a result, many of the people had gone and learned from their parents. But I want us to know that we need to study the scripture that we might be able to teach not only our parents, but our children the truth. Because secondhand religion is not what we need. We need firsthand religion. And so as I look at the doom of unbelievers, people are doomed because they haven't gotten the truth to start with. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, the Bible said, your loyalty and my loyalty ought to be to Christ. Listen what he said. Jehovah God, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Many people don't know who to put their loyalty to. But may I help you tonight to understand that the people that are going to obey the gospel of Christ are those that will listen to what God sent his son down here to teach. And he did an excellent job. But the devil is busy. He will try to keep you in the divide and conquer spirit. But we don't want that. We want you to know the truth. Your loyalty should be devoted to true, constant, unfailing, trustworthy, and dependable people who will tell it like the Bible says. In Exodus chapter 34 and verse number 14, for thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about, because you know what jealousy is. And so I suggest to us that we understand God don't want us to be lost. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse number 12. The Bible says, be careful, brothers and sisters. Make sure that your hearts are not evil. And then he says, unbelieving, turn you away from a living God. We don't want that to happen to you, because there is a doom for those who fail to obey God and do his divine will. I say to us, let us not be blinded by the works and agents of Satan and his tricks. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 30 and 31. God will, because he said he will revenge on any that causes problems among his people. And there are a lot of folk out there teaching things that God did not send his son to teach. And they are teaching false doctrine. And I say to you, let us recognize the word of God as the authority. And I can't do anything but teach that God has said for me to teach. God will judge his people. And yes, it is a terrible thing for you to fall into the hands of a living God. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I'm so happy to know that these verses are here for us to understand. And he tells us to make God known to all of the world. And those that will not obey his gospel will be lost in the end. That means you're going to be doomed in the end. And we don't want you to be doomed. We want you to be a part of the family of God because he has done many things. My first point I want us to look at tonight, point number one, is that, friends, unbelief does not pop up. I'm going to say that again. Unbelief does not pop up. It is nurtured by parents and relatives and friends and others and false teachers. I say to you in Matthew chapter 10 and 34 through verse number 36, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance, differences, deviations, disagreements, disputes, and all of that. All of this can be found in our home. There are a lot of people that just don't want to go where mom and dad go. But if it's the truth, you go with the truth. Our home, our sons and our daughters, they are often against the father, the mother-in-law, and the daughter-in-law, against each other. A man's foes shall be those of his own house. We need to get back to doing what we were asked to do in Deuteronomy 6. When the word was given, he said, this is what I want you to teach your sons and your daughters. And we must get back to teaching our children in our home. When we're sitting there instead of watching so much television, let's study the Bible together and help them to better understand what God's word is and what he wants them. Or if we don't do that, they're going to be doomed, and you're going to be the cause of your child not going to heaven because we don't study the word of God and share that with them in the home. Solomon says in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 6, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from the teaching. I'm saying to us that what's happening to us in this pandemic now may be because many of us have stopped teaching and studying the word of God at home. People just sit down at tables and start eating. But I say to us, good training shows good manners. And we need to teach our children that many times people that don't belong to the church you belong to talk about it. They may talk about it, but that's all right. They're going to have to stand before God at the judgment. And when they find out at the judgment that one person gave them the truth and they rejected it, oh, he that rejected me and receiveth not my words hath the one that judges him. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge you in the last day. All I'm trying to get us to do is to look into the scriptures and see what thus said the Lord, not what Shaw said, but what the Lord has said, and we need to all study the word of God and make sure we got an understanding. Out of all of our getting, let's get an understanding of what God has said. It's not that hard. Paul, the Apostle Paul, said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in verses 3 and verse number 4, Paul said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. You don't want to be lost because that means you're going to be doomed. But what we want you to do, in whom you need to know, in whom the God of this world, small g, the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The devil is on the job at all times. He doesn't sleep. He knows what you're doing. He knows what you don't want to do. And he puts all of that before you to keep you from going and following after the Lord. Fathers and mothers, let me say this. Your children, if you don't teach your children the word of God and you don't understand it, get some help, and somebody will help you to understand it. I'm not saying run down the street and get some Baptist person to come tell you. Get your Bible, and those that are not teaching the truth, let somebody help you that can guide you through the word of God. I'm so happy that my wife and I taught our kids, and they are both faithful, and I'm glad to know that. But you don't want to know that necessarily, but I think you need to know. Why would I want to teach somebody else and don't want to teach my own children? I want my children to be saved. And I'm telling you something. It's very important that you hear what God has said. Now, let me just show you something. Paul talking in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verses 9 and 10, that the wicked one that comes is after the works of Satan, the workings of Satan, with all power, all signs, and lying wonders. Now, look at him. Satan can deceive you by showing you he can do some of the same things that you see God's people doing. But watch this now. You remember when they went before to show him what God wanted? He said, let my people go. And they threw down that cane, and that thing became a serpent, and his magicians were called upon, and they did the same thing. The devil can duplicate anything he wants to deceive. His is to deceive. God wanted them to know that his servants did it because they could do what they wanted to do and do it right. But then finally, he says to us, when we look deeper into 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God will send them a strong delusion that they might believe a lie, but he will damn your soul because you didn't believe the truth. I'm telling you that you don't want to not believe in the word of God. You want to do the word of God because the doom of unbelief can send one's soul to hell. And hell is not a picnic party. It is not a vacation resort. Hell is a place of punishment for those who fail to live as God would say. Go back there and check it sometime when you get time. In Luke chapter 16, verse 19, that was a rich man, and he had a poor man at his gate, but he had no attention to give to that poor man. With all the money he had, all he had to do was send a servant out to help that young man that laying there full of sores, and all he wanted was the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. There were rich folk in this world, got millions and billions and maybe trillions of dollars. But they're only worried about filling their bank accounts with funds. And they can drive right by you and not even worry about it. It doesn't even bother them that these folk are laying on streets. I tell you, we need to have something from God to teach us. This pandemic may be trying to get us back to where we ought to be, where we used to be. But God wants us to know that we're going to have to deal with him at the judgment. And at the judgment, he is not going to be playing with us. When he read off what has happened in our lives and see that we haven't been doing what he has asked us to do, then he will say, depart from me, I never knew you. You don't want that said to you. You want to know for sure that you have done what God wants us to do. Watch this. Unbelief is damaging to us. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 38. Don't let this be one of your problems. The Bible says, and he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Jesus was there, and everywhere he went, if there were sicknesses, Jesus took the time to heal those that were sick. If they were blind, he took time out to give sight to the blind. Whatever problems they had, Jesus was willing to help them. But there were a lot of people that didn't care too much about what he was doing. They knew his mother. They knew his brother and his sisters. But they did not want to accept what Jesus was teaching. And I say to us tonight, we need to look closer to the word of God. Because if you have accepted something and it goes against what Jesus' word has said, then you are in trouble. And you need to find the nearest Church of Christ near you and tell them you want to obey the gospel because you don't want to be doomed to hell eternity. Mark chapter 6 and verse number 6. And I want you to understand, don't go around disbelieving in Jesus. You need to accept what he has done for us and know that he wants you and I to always. If one is sick, do what you can to help them. Don't act like they're not there. If you got it to help them, help them. If you don't, then you call on God because he says, ask and it shall be given. Seek, you shall find, and knock on the door and it'll be open. I say to us, let's get about doing God's will because he is going to bless us with eternal life if we live according to his teaching. But we can't get eternal life just because we look good or dress good or speak fine. We need to know that what we have to do is what God has asked us to do. Well, when the Bible talks in Romans chapter 3 and verses 3 and 4, what if some don't believe? You say, well, I just don't believe it. Well, that's all right. Shall your unbelief or their unbelief cause the word of God to not be effective? God forbid. Let God be true and every man a liar. What I'm saying, if he's not giving you the Bible, he's a liar. And you need to teach the word of God as God has asked us to teach. My second thought I want us to look at is let us look at what causes unbelief. Unbelief is based on the simple fact that many of us just ignore what the scripture says. God gave Christ a message and testified it unto him, and he came down and worked it out to us. Verse 38 of John chapter 5, 37 through 39. He said, many do not have their message where it need to be. Don't just read the Bible and say, oh, that's a good story. Read the Bible and find out what God's message to you is in the scripture. And so we need to read it and know what it is and then put it in our heart, not the blood pump, but put it in your mind and study it. Go back and study it again and do it more often so that you will know for sure what God wants you to do. And then he says in verse number 39, you search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me. You should have a desire right now to want to know more about what God would have you do than to stand before God in the judgment after hearing all these preachers in these last 4 or 5 months teaching the word of God, and you have listened to sermons after sermons after sermons. And I want you to understand, it's our job to put God's word out there and not to add to it, not to take from. And I'm not gonna be so disturbed because I don't want to hurt your feelings. It's not my intentions to hurt your feelings. It's my intentions to tell you what God's word says to us. To be an unbeliever, you're standing on shaky ground. To be an unbeliever, you don't know what God would have you to do. And so I'm saying to us, let's search the scriptures. And I've said to many people that have come to funerals, and I was preaching, and I've said, I want us all to speak the same thing. That's what God said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Let us all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you. The reason folk don't believe the truth is because somebody else is teaching something to make you feel good. I'm not going to tell you that if you are drunkard and you die like that, I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. However you die is the way you're going to wake up. And I'm saying to you and I that we need to search the scripture and do exactly what God said. John chapter 3 and verse 17, God sent his son into the world not to condemn the world, but that he might save the world through Christ. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in Christ. No judgment against him. We must believe in Christ, and we must believe in him so that we won't be carried into damnation. That's what makes us be doomed. I'm going to tell you something. To be doomed is worse than coronavirus. There is nothing you can have, no serums you can get that will help you out of hell. You are going to be in hell throughout eternity. And I know there are those who teach there is no hell. Just miss heaven, and then you'll tell everybody there is a hell. Friends, whoever depart from God, you have put yourself in a doomed position. I'm saying to us, because some folk, they have left the church. Amen. They've left the church. Some folk don't even have anything to do with church anymore. They just feel like it's just too strict. They're too strict. It's God's strictness. It's God who tells us, fornicate not. You don't want us fornicating and committing adultery. Yeah, that's strict to somebody that wants to go out there and do that. But the Hebrew writer says to us in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse number 12, take heed that you, brethren, lest in any of you find an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. You're going to be doomed. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 11, let us labor therefore to enter into the rest, lest any of you fall into the same example of unbelief. Unbelievers are going to be punished, and going to be punished very well. Whosoever loves father, mother, more than he loves me is not worthy of me. I say this to us because we must obey God. Listen to John chapter 1 in these last few minutes I've got. Look at John chapter 1 and verse 36. Jesus was walking by, and he looked up, and John, the Baptist, was there and saw him, and they said, Jesus, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And everybody looked, and they were all trying to find out what was going on. But I'm here to tell you, we must abide in the teachings of Christ. Yes, the day is going to come to an end. When John was passing and Jesus was there, and they saw Jesus, and somebody asked him, where are you going? Where are you staying? Jesus said, come see. You can come see. And they wanted to go. But you know, when Andrew found out it was Jesus, he ran and got his brother and brought him that he might understand, we have found the Christ. I'm saying to you right now, the word is brought to you tonight that you might obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for all of our sins. I want you to obey the gospel. Those of you who have left the church, and I don't care what reason you left the church for, I just want you to know you need to get back to the church. Come back to the fold. Come back where Christ is. Christ is not going to come to a denomination of church and save your soul. He sent his son, and his son built his own church. And I'm saying to you and I, we must obey the gospel of Christ. Don't you see him on the cross? Up there, hanging there on that cross. And he is doing all that he can to save us. And on that cross, his hands are nailed to the cross. His feet are nailed to the cross. And yet and still, we act as though he hasn't done anything. Yes, he has. He took his blood. When I repented of my sin, and I went down in that water and had my sins washed away, I'm thankful to know that I met the blood of Jesus Christ. I didn't see it in the water. But my God can do many things. If he can change water to wine, he can put some blood in that water and wash away my sin. I say to you, thorns on his head, blood running down. Soldier pierced him in the side, and out of his side came forth blood and water. And I'm here to tell you, that is to get rid of Charles Shaw's sin and your sins too, if you will repent and make it known to God that you do not want to live eternally in hell. That rich man said, I'm tormented in this frame. Don't think that it's going to be easy, but you've got to know for sure that all of us are going to have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. You heard the word, and that's what he wants us to do. The first of all commandments is to hear. You must believe the word. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible for man to please God. But he who comes to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must repent of your sin. I tell you nay, but except you repent, you will likewise perish. Luke 13:3-5. Then you must make that noble confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You don't have to confess your sins. He already know that. But you must confess that Jesus is the Son of God. Who said, oh, well, confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father, which is in heaven. Matthew 10:32. And then be buried in the watery grave of baptism for remission of your sins. And many sins that we committed before we came into the knowledge of the truth. But I thank God that they are behind me. And any time I do wrong, I just ask God every morning if I've done wrong in my sleep or thought of things and said something today that I shouldn't have said and thought things that I shouldn't have thought. Forgive me, God. In the name of Christ, I ask all of us to make sure that we're doing God's will. I thank you for asking me to be here. The doom of unbelief. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Shaw. We appreciate you and the many years you preached the gospel and the work you've done, and we appreciate you being on the call tonight with us. And we thank all our visitors on the call tonight who listened. We wanted him to do just what he done tonight, and that is for all of us to know that we have a soul that can be saved or doomed. Well, it was Jesus who said it. It was Jesus who said, he that believeth not shall be damned. We believe every word of the Bible is right. We believe the Master meant just what he said. So you've heard it tonight. Do you want to be baptized? Do you want to make that noble confession? If so, get back with the person who put you on the call, invited you to hear this message. And that person can help you get to the Church of Christ close to you. You can get baptized. You can get your questions answered. Or perhaps you want us to answer your question. Just go ahead and email us at nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. That's nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. Or perhaps you want to go back and listen to Brother Shaw's message or any of the messages we've had since the month of May. Go to our website, hollandheightscoc.net. That's hollandheightscoc.net. And all of the recorded messages are there and the flyers are there. You can download the messages and listen to them over and over. But don't keep putting it off. If you want to be obeyed the gospel, if you want to be saved, you've got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. And then the Lord will add you to that one true church, the Church of Christ. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your blessing. Thank you for this night you've given us. This day wasn't promised to us, but you allowed us to see it to this point. We know there's some that lay down last night, didn't wake up this morning, but you've allowed us to hear this message tonight. Thank you for our friends and visitors and loved ones who have allowed us to come into the privacy of their own home through their phone. And they have listened to your word preached by one of your men's servants. Now we pray they will receive it with meekness, for you have told us through your word that it's able to save their souls. We love you, Father. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who gave his life on Calvary. Thank you for him, for being the suffering Savior. And we will never forget the agony of the cross, the pain and the suffering that he went through. It was your son who went through all that pain for us. Help us to not reject it, but to receive his truth and obey before it's eternally and everlasting too late. We don't want to be doomed, Father. We pray you give our listening audience time to obey before it's eternally too late. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Let us all together say amen. Again, we're so thankful to have you on the call tonight. It is my prayer. If you've been saved, you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you're a member of the true church, that you can rest in peace tonight. But if you have not obeyed, I can't see how you can rest understanding that. All you got to do is obey the truth. Or you be in that group, the doom group, will be unbelievers, those who did not obey God. I hope you sleep well. Good night. We love you.